This is your Classic It's Breakfast with Jordan Curtis, and it seems like hydrogen power and hydrogen production in South Australia is an idea that is picking up traction. I already know we do some in Tonsley, but could we be seeing more of it perhaps in Whyalla or the Mid-North? I'm joined by Dan van Hoss-Pelikan, Minister for Energy and Mining. Dan, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, Jordan. Good. Thanks for bringing me on your program.
So obviously there's been a lot of talk about hydrogen power, and you know, the state Labor opposition would like to see production in the state ramp up after the next election. What are your thoughts on all this?
Well, look, we've been working incredibly hard with industry on hydrogen opportunities for the last few years. It's coming. This is not a sort of a dream or a pie in the sky type thing. And to perhaps break it down to its most straightforward components, hydrogen is made by water, H2O water. You basically separate the hydrogen and the oxygen. You do that through electrolysis. It is incredibly energy intensive. It takes a lot of electricity to do that. But the opportunity is to use our often very, you know, overabundant renewable energy. So at times where we've got heaps and heaps of extra renewable energy, we use that electricity to make the hydrogen. So clean energy to make the hydrogen. The hydrogen then is a clean fuel source, because when you burn hydrogen as a fuel, there are no emissions. So that's why it's such an attractive opportunity, and it's especially real for us in South Australia, because we've got so much sun and wind, and at times, you know, way, way more than we need, so we can use it for exactly that purpose.
And my understanding, if I go back to my high school chemistry, is when you do burn hydrogen, it generally bonds with the oxygen in the air, just creates water, doesn't it?
Exactly right. You're 100% right. Whatever emissions come, you know, you get a bit of water. In fact, really, you get a bit of humidity. So, you know, when you make the hydrogen, you have surplus oxygen, which can go off to other purposes. There are a lot of very, very good purposes for oxygen, obviously. When you burn it, you get a little bit of water. That's it. Super, super clean. So renewable energy to make it. And no emissions when you use it. But the key being, you have to have that huge amount of surplus electricity that you can call on to make the hydrogen. If you were just trying to use it out of, you know, your mains electricity out of the grid or something like that, it wouldn't be economically feasible to be using mainstream electricity for it. But when you've got surplus, as we often do in South Australia, and we can make more and more of it, yeah, it works really, really well for us.
Of course, in the Mid-North or in the north of the state, plenty of wind, plenty of solar panels. Could our spot be the best location for hydrogen production going into the future?
Yeah, well, look, our part of the world, Port Augusta, Port Pirie, Whyalla, is one of the best spots in the entire world for renewable energy generation. We've got a couple of really key projects on the go at the moment. You mentioned Tonsley. Yes, there's a project down there. We have right now, and it will be sort of have its official opening launch next month, but right now we've got the largest electrolyzer in Australia making hydrogen and doing it from solar energy from the roof of the old Mitsubishi factory. And that is very shortly going to be put into the gas reticulation, you know, network around Tonsley. So 700 homes will get 5% and then 10% hydrogen put into their homes to prove that blend can work well. It will, but it's a pilot project to just prove it up even further. And then another project, coming back to your question about the Upper Spencer Gulf, is a company called H2U, Hydrogen to You. They have a project centered around Port Bonython. We've just committed $37 million to upgrade the jetty at Port Bonython so that it can be in better shape for the things that it currently does, but also set it up for hydrogen exports. And they're looking to put a 70 megawatt electrolyzer at Port Bonython and set that up for exports of hydrogen, because there are countries overseas that have committed themselves to clean energy consumption. They've actually committed to a hydrogen pathway, but they don't have the opportunity to generate the renewable energy that we've got. So they're looking for partners to produce that hydrogen So we can export it, they can import it. This is a multi-billion dollar industry that's developing.
I guess how in demand would hydrogen exports be from Australia?
Well, very much in demand. Not yet, but it's coming. You take a country like Japan, for example. South Korea is another very good example, and some other Asian countries. But they've actually, they're committing their industrial pathway over the next 10 and 20 and 30 years to consuming hydrogen. You know, they're accepting the fact that they're not going to stay on the energy consumption pathway that they're on at the moment. They are going to move to hydrogen, but they don't have the space, they don't have the sun, and they don't have the wind. But we've got to produce the renewable energy to make the hydrogen, because they're committing to have green hydrogen, hydrogen that's made from renewable energy going into the electrolysis process, not from nuclear or gas or coal. So they're looking for those trading partners, and I've had many meetings over the last few years with delegations from probably 10 different countries, all looking at South Australia as a place from which they can purchase their hydrogen. So very exciting, a lot of opportunities. And of course, we can develop a hydrogen consumption industry here in South Australia as well. While people and companies would need to swap their plant and equipment and even in the house, you'd have to swap your barbecues and things like that. So it'll happen slowly over time. Nobody will be forced into that. But you can use hydrogen just exactly as we can use LPG. Gas will be with us for a long time to come, gas as we know it, but over time we'll swap from one gas to another gas.
No worries. Well, Dan, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, my pleasure, Jordan. It really is exciting, and we're doing a lot of work in this area.
That's Dan Van Hulst-Pelikan, Minister for Energy and Mining, on your Classic Hits Breakfast.